With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. A Democratic governor candidate is speaking out against restricting which facilities transgender students could use in South Dakota schools. State Senator Billy Sutton says in a statement that such laws are a, quote, solution in search of a problem, unquote. Lawmakers have previously proposed limiting which school facilities students who are transgender could use, a likely issue in the 2018 governor's race. Sutton is the only Democratic candidate that has filed so far for that race. A ceremony set for Monday in Pierre will honor more than 50 South Dakota veterans who served in Taiwan during a portion of the Cold War. Officials from the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office will present the U.S. ROC Mutual Defense Commemorative Badge to thank the 52 veterans for their service to the East Asian nation. The veterans served there between 1955 and 1979. During that time, American soldiers served in a peacekeeping role under a mutual defense treaty. This helped Taiwan defend itself from potential threats. Larry Zimmerman is South Dakota's Secretary of Veterans Affairs. He says it's been an honor to work with Taiwanese officials to coordinate the event.
The governor and I, representatives from Taiwan, will be there to give a medal to those veterans that served in that country in those time frames. The prerequisites, if you will, aren't set by South Dakota or even our DOD. They're set by the government of Taiwan for those folks that had boots on the ground there during those years.
Taiwan is also known as the Republic of China. Zimmerman says the Taiwanese delegation will also meet the state's 62 veterans service officers and see the state capitol wall and pier. The ceremony starts at 1 o'clock Monday at the Ramkota Conference Center. Five people will face charges in a drug bust at an Aberdeen business earlier this year. The police say resulted in the largest seizure of meth in city history. The bust occurred at a recycling service business. You're with SDPB.